I was thinking to read two scriptures. One, it is in Isaiah chapter 12. It is amazing chapter 12. It is not too long. On the page, in my Bible, it is 850, yes. And it says here, I think it is the shortest chapter from Isaiah. It is the shortest chapter from Isaiah. I think everyone found it, yes. And in that day, thou shalt say, Jehovah, I will praise thee, for though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou hast comforted me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for Jehovah is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. And with joy shall ye draw water out of the well of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, give ye thanks to Jehovah, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the peoples, make mention that his name is excellent, exalted. Sing psalms of Jehovah, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. And the second scripture which I would like to read, it is in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. I'll read just one verse from here. It is on the page 1456 in the New Testament. 1456, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. And for as much as it is the portion of man once to die, and after this judgment. I was wondering, what shall I speak tonight? And I did pray to God to lead me in the right way, to bring the right word, which you may need, and which I need. And I was amazed about the chapter 12 from Isaiah. And in that day, and I was thinking about that day, all of us, we speak about one day. In one day, I will do this and this. In one day, I will go there. In one day, I will return. In one day, I will start to do something else. I was thinking, if you had a special day in your life. Well, we have a special day, yes, when we celebrate our birth, yes, because it is the time when we came in this world, and for every one of us, that day, it is a special day. And everybody enjoy, because they eat some sweets over there, they drink something nice, and everyone want to have so many celebration in the family. But here, specific, it's written about a specific day. And it says, and in that day thou shall say. What shall you say? What can you say in that day? In the Bible, they are writing about many, many other days. And I was thinking about, oh happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. That is very, very nice day. That is very interesting day. And I have a question for you. Have you had that day? Do you remember about that day when Jesus washed your sins away? if you had, praise the Lord. If not, the Bible said, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day when you shall come to say, Jehovah, I will praise thee. Do you have a day to praise Jehovah? I was thinking, there are many days in 1 year. There are many days in our life. We know the day when we came. We don't know. Well, how can I say? We didn't know when we came on this earth. But and also we will don't know the day when we'll go from this earth. But we may know for sure the day when we gave our life to Lord Jesus Christ. Here, Isaiah said, I will praise thee. Why shall I praise thee? Even you was angry on me. Even God was angry on you and on me. Yes? It says that it turns, your anger turns away, and thou hast comforted me. I want to ask you in this evening, if you are still in that position that God is angry on you. And it is very, very interesting, because if you come to Lord Jesus Christ, then it says here, and with joy shall he draw water out of the well of salvation. Or thinking about the water of this well. You are going to the well and take water again and again and again in every day. And it is a joy because you are going to take a fresh water. And God's word, it is like that water. Do you take a day to read the Bible? Are you taking a day? And I was thinking to ask you, if you want to put one day, maybe you don't read every day. We usually say, and we normally read every day. But take at least one day from the week. Take off. And make a purpose in your life. I would like this day to be the day which I want to commit for reading the Bible. And then, when you are going to read the Bible, just before you start to read the Bible, go in prayer and ask Lord Jesus Christ. You may, you know, some people may find boring to, they get bored reading the Bible because they don't have the Holy Spirit with them. And they don't understand so much. Some people take the Bible just to read, to fall asleep. But I remember a brother, when somebody went to him to pay a visit, he was very nice dressed in a suit, and he was on the chair with a suit and a tie reading the Bible. It wasn't Sunday, it wasn't a feast day, it was a normal day of the week. And the other brethren asked him, why are you dressed so nice? He said, I'm reading the Bible. And they said, and what? I want to have a respect for God's word. Do you realize what he said? Even he washed his hands every time before he took the Bible in his hand. So much he precious the Bible. Because I can tell you, my dear friend, when you are going to pray to Lord Jesus, I don't know so much. I don't understand so much. My mind is become mixed, you know, I don't understand so much. Please, reveal something from your word today. I'm 100% sure that in that day, God will reveal to you many, many things. And it will be like you take water from the well, fresh. And now, just think about fresh water. It is very interesting. We don't have so much hot summer here. But if you think it, there it is. There are some days very hot, and you drink the water, fresh water, because it is hot, 22, 28 degrees sometimes in Britain. But go back in Romania, where they are about 35 degrees. If you go in Spain, and you will find about 45 degrees, and you are deshydrated, when someone will give you not coffee, not tea, when they will give you a cup of water, you will drink full and it is so refreshing. Exactly like that. It is the word of God for the soul who search for God. It is like a fresh water in a hot day. Are you so much interested? In that day, why in that day? Because it is a day when God is searching for you. And in that day, it says in verse 4, it shall say, give ye thanks to Jehovah. There are so many things, I don't have enough time to go through all these. Call upon His name. Don't try to do things by your own self. Don't try to solve the problem by yourself. Ask Lord Jesus in every situation. I told the children to Sunday school, if you have problem, when you have a test in the school, before you go to have the test, ask Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I know I learned this and this, but please give me wisdom. Give me power. Make me to understand something. There are many, many things in our life, and I'm looking to that clock that ran away, one of my enemy. But I remember that I had a big test in my life at school, and I didn't know what shall I learn, and I just took the Bible, I read the Bible for a few hours, and then I said, God, I don't know. I don't know what shall I learn for tomorrow. I don't know the test from where it will be, but please help me. Give me wisdom. And I did open the book from the school, and I learned a theme, yes, a subject very, very well. I didn't mind about the other subject. And I said, now I did learn this. I don't know. If they will give us another subject, I will fail. I went to the school. I didn't tell to anyone what I learned. I didn't tell to anyone that I prayed to God. I was a bit ashamed. I said, if I will fail, they will laugh at me. But when I went in the class, the teacher, what do you think it was putting on the board? Exactly the subject what God gave me to learn. It is amazing how God it is dealing with you. So in that day, it says, here, in that day they shall say, give ye thanks to Jehovah. Give thanks, praise God, because He has done. Look what He said here. He has done excellent things. If you are going at school, this is just because I spoke about school. If you are going in your school, and if the teacher will look to your subject or whatever you have done over there, and the teacher will say, well done, well done. Wow, how do you feel? Well done. He told me or she told me, well done. So you feel well, you feel nice. But what if the teacher will say, very well done. Wow, this is a little bit more likely. I like to hear that more. Yes, you need to learn a little bit much often. But what if the teacher will say, excellent, excellent? How will you feel when the teacher will tell you, excellent? Wow. Don't be proud of you. Give thanks to God because He gave you wisdom. He has said that God haven't done good things for us. He haven't done very well things for us. Very good things? No, He has done excellent things for us. If you can, I think you know what I mean. He has done excellent things for us. What He has done? The Bible, it is full of His work. Just look a little bit in your life. Just last week, and you are going to praise Him for the things that He has done in your life. As I said, the Bible, it is full of days. One of the day it is God's day. One of the day it is Lord Jesus' day. And another day it is the day when we are going to face another day. And here comes Hebrews chapter 9, when it says, with the second scripture which I read in verse 27 on the page 1456, and it says like so: "And for as much as it is the portion of man once to die." This is it. We can't skip this one. You can't skip this one unless Lord Jesus Christ will come a second time to take his own home, and it will be the rapture. But you need to be amongst the one who will be taken up. This is my portion. This is your portion. This is our portion. So it says here, we can't skip this one. It says here like so: "And for as much as it is the portion of man once to die." But you know, my dear friend, you wasn't born to die. You was born to live forever. Yes. He made us to live forever with him in his glory. But the first man failed. And we know the story. I don't have enough time to go through the story. The first man failed in the Eden Garden. And now it says in... let me read, because it is much better when I read. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, I think it is the last verse from chapter 6, it says, "For the wage of sin is death." For the wage of sin is death. Are you going to sing that song, "Oh happy day, oh happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away"? He came to take all your sins away. He came and paid for that. You know, I spoke about school. And I think you realize that everything in this world need to be paid. If you are going to Asda or Sainsbury or Tesco, wherever, and take some items into your trolley, go to the cashier and tell to the lady over there, or gentleman, whatever, he is there, "Look, I took this one, it worth £5, I'll come tomorrow to pay for it. Would you like to let me go through?" I don't think you are going to. She may be very polite and will tell you, obviously, if you have enough money with you, whenever you have the money, you'll come and take them, and I'll let you go through. But you can't go out with the items without paying the price. If you want to buy a house, you need to pay. Even you have a mortgage, even you have wealth enough, you are rich enough to pay them, cash. You need to pay the price. If you want to have your own car, if you want to have everything, in this world you are going to pay everything it is to pay. Because I spoke about school, if you want to have a good job and a nice career, you need to pay for it. Isn't this, Brother Phil? You need to take your time. You don't go to kick the ball out on the field while another's are doing. You are staying inside and study. That's the payment. That's the price. You stay and study, search and research. Later on, you will have the fruits of this. You are not going to wander somewhere else. You are going to take the books and read and study. And you will have a good job in your life. Likewise, for my sin, and for your sin, it was a price to be paid. But I couldn't pay. I couldn't pay even I wanted to pay for it. And you know why? Because I was full. I was filled with sins. You couldn't pay. You cannot pay for your sin. It says in Psalm 49 that no one can pay the price, even for his neighbor, even for his own. No one can pay the price. It was Lord Jesus Christ who paid the price for you and for me. God waits in grace with hands outstretched to bless. He stretched one time on the cross. Are you going to accept it? Are you going to receive it? It is a big problem with this. Some people don't accept. And I received in my email this year one story about two men which used to live in the United States of America in 1829, quite a long time ago. They did some crimes against the United States country, and they were found guilty of 6 charges. And in 1830, yes, after 1 year, the sentence came that they must be put to be hung. They had to die. One of the name it is George Wilson, and the other one it is James Porter. You can find this on the internet if you would like to see. And the execution was going to be on 2nd of July 1930. James Porter was hung, as it was the execution, but the other one, George Wilson, he had some friends which had influence into the government, and his friend spoke very nice with the president of United States. I think it was Andrew Jackson at that time, and Andrew Jackson wrote a letter of mercy. He wrote a letter of pardon, and he said, well, George Wilson is not going to die. We can absolve him of all his charges, but he needs to stay 20 years in prison and then he will be free. You think he accepted? If you do something wrong, voluntarily, or if you by mistake you've done something, and the government will give you the penalty of death, but someone close to the judge will speak with someone to give you a letter that it may say you are not going to die, just spend a little time in your life in the prison and then you'll be free. Are you going to accept or reject? Maybe you'll be surprised that George Wilson, he rejected the letter of pardon from the United States President Andrew Jackson. We may say that he wasn't in his mind, or maybe we don't know what he made him. I just wrote here, because I couldn't remember everything, an official unofficial report stated Wilson chose to waive and decline any advantage or protection which might be supposed to arise from the pardon. He just waived. He didn't want to take it. By rejecting the letter from United States President, by rejecting his pardon, you know what he has done? I think you know what he has done. He accepted to die. Because it wasn't another issue, another way. The story, it is very long. But I'm wondering, God sent his pardon letter to you. Are you taking to read a day a week? Take a day in your week. Ask Lord Jesus to give you strength and wisdom to read his letter of pardon. Read how much he paid for you. Read how much it cost God to see his son dying on the cross. Read how much it cost Lord Jesus to take the anger, the punishment, and the wrath of God on his shoulder. Read how much he loved you. I usually say, and I think you remember, I told to my children, because they used to ask me when they were much little, how much Jesus loved us. And I said, so much, that he stretched his hands on the cross, and he died for me, and he died for you. The price is paid in full, Brother Bernard used to say. The price is paid. The only problem it is, will you accept it? Or will you reject it? Don't be like that Wilson, George Wilson, who rejected and decided to go to die. Because you are not going to die just in this world. It says here in Hebrew, and I'm going to close, in Hebrew chapter 9, verse 27. For as much as it is the portion of man wants to die. Yes? It is not a full stop over there. It is just a comma. This means something is coming faster. It is not a full stop. You may think, if I die, everything is finished. No, it says here like so. And after the judgment, God doesn't want to judge you anymore. God wants you to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept his letter of pardon, and take him from now away, and praise him. And then, in that day, as Isaiah said in chapter 12, you'll praise the Lord, and you'll say, praise God, because he revealed to me, for his name's sake. Amen. Amen.